almost about to be on the line. Almost about to be. We got number 83 as Pete pushes some buttons here. And we've got Stephen O'Malley on the line. Stephen.
G'day.
How are you, mate?
Happy 101. How are you?
Happy 101 to you too, buddy. And happy 83. Lucky 83.
Absolutely. That's my new lucky number.
Is it? It is. That's good. I don't know if you can put 83 on your cross lolly ticket, though. But, you know, close enough.
Well, changes have to be made.
Yeah. we're going to lobby the...
Yeah, lobby it. Lobby that.
Lobby the lot or whatever they're called. Hey, congratulations, Stephen. Congratulations, mate. 83. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Some people might know you as a singer from The Sorcerer, but this is all about you now. This is your local, your EP, solo EP that you put out last year. Tell us about it. How did it all go down?
Well, like you said, normally doing the singer for The Sorcerer thing, most of the songs were written over a few years. Most of them were written after I went into, spent about a year in hospital, actually, having a whole bunch of eye operations. Anyone that knows me knows that I get around with a white cane and I've got really cruddy eyesight. So I've had a whole bunch of eye surgeries and had a lot of time laying around recovering to write songs and stuff. So a lot of them happened by that. It was recorded by the mighty Phil McTaggart from Electric Badger and Granville Grovers, Devil Hunters. He came over my apartment, and it was done on an iPad and balancing on the rim of an empty goldfish bowl while I sat in the beanbag. And if you listen really closely on the CD, there's a couple of songs where at the end, if you listen really closely, you can actually hear me rustling around in the beanbag. it was just sort of balanced on the rim of this empty goldfish bowl, and just then he took it away and just did a little bit of, you know, bit of his magic. And the CD artwork was... the painting was done by a local artist called Rachel Thompson, and that sold at the Clanger Awards at the Grace Emily.
Cool.
And I think it was Christian Thompson that brought that
right.
from memory. And then I gave that to Owen Foley, who goes by the handle of O Foley. You can look up his artwork. And he sort of condensed it and did the additional cover work and everything and did his magic on that. And so thank you to him as well. And so there's Phil, Rachel, Owen, and the back cover was done by Stevie Vecino, who's a local musician. And, yeah, I just wanted to basically make today about saying, you know, thank you to all the people that helped make it happen, because it wouldn't have happened without them, you know.
So even when you've gone off on the solo thing where it's all about you, you're still making it about everyone else.
yeah, I guess. Well, you know, because it wouldn't have happened without them. You know, there's four wheels on a car, you know. Not going to go anywhere with one.
Very good point, mate. Very selfless of you.
So, Stephen, would you recommend the goldfish bowl iPod method as a recording option for bands out there looking to get something done in 2022?
Well, I think everyone's about to make up their own mind about whether that can happen. I want to say a big thank you to the Southwark Hotel as well, little pub down on Port Road. I did the bulk of my gigs there. You know, there's the staples, you know, the Metro and the Grace and Crown and Anchor, Exeter, bloody blah, all of them going through real shitty times, you know, trying to stay afloat through all these strange rules and regulations, as Cool Hand Luke would say, rules and regulations. And the Southwark Hotel was where I did the bulk of my gigs. That's where I released. That's where I did the CD release. It's only an EP. There's just seven songs on there, and it's really simplistic. It's just bare, you know, real. It's just me and my guitar, and that's it. There's no real overproduction or... I had all these grandioso ideas about putting a flute in here and a piano there and a fiddle here, but it just... If I went down that path, it probably still wouldn't be done.
Sometimes less is more, isn't it?
Yes, exactly. It's a good formula. Go with it.
Beautiful. Well, we're going to play something off it right now, mate. Live and Die.
Well, thank you to 3D for just doing so much hard work and just keeping all of us afloat and really going into bat for us. And because there's not many out there that do. And you guys, you don't get paid for it, and you volunteer, and you know your shit, and you've really got it going on. And we all want to say. I think I speak for all the local musos, man. Just like, thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
No, no worries, mate. No, did you say you know we're shit? Because Pete and I are we know we're pretty shit.
Yeah, yeah, we know that.
Or did you mean you know your shit?
Oh, no, you know your shit. you know what you're talking about.
No, you're a legend, mate. Thanks, thanks very much. Here we go. Stephen O'Malley.
From Exile, well named, as it turns out.
Thank you, everyone.
So very good. Thanks, Stephen.
Good on you, buddy.
Congratulations.
Thanks, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.